Hey, Jennifer.
Hello. I defined everything. I was like, wait, I'm not coordinated. And I realized, then I think of Alexis and man, she was up early. I'm barely awake and it's 9:30. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
It's the transition from spring to summer that's happening now, so.
It's been relatively cool, which is really nice. But today it's supposed to get up to 980, and then tomorrow is 90. And I was like, wait, what happened?
We're supposed to get up to close to 90 after it was pretty cool. I went out in the I was like out in the yard trying to deal with situations before it got warm. And we have this like raspberry monstrosity over on the side of the house. And I was like, oh, there's some dead branches. I'll just cut those out. So I put on a jacket and gloves.
Yeah.
And this bush destroyed my jeans.
Oh.
It wrapped itself around me and it pulled out like threads in like 100 places.
Well, that will
I
pretty
done
good.
like a pair of ratty jeans. I really wasn't thinking about it. I was like, well, this way I won't get scratched. It managed to like go down the sleeve of my jacket and like rip up my arm. I sure it hates me.
I
Well, it's
yeah.
raspberry bush, right? I mean, that's what they do. We know.
I mean, it like got in my hair. It was an intense and unpleasant experience.
And it's an
Yes.
invasive
In the
plant.
60s at least, but yeah.
Next time, wear a hazmat
This was a raspberry
suit.
bush.
Why were you in a bush?
Well, I have a raspberry bush and it needed to be trimmed. And it's more dangerous. The dead branches are really more dangerous than the live ones, even because they're not flexible at all. So, yikes. Yes. So,
Pearson thought it was an animal.
no, not an animal. So, a
Oh,
warning to you, if you decide to trim your raspberry bush, do not wear clothing that you plan on ever wearing again.
good
To know. I have a blackberry. It's not that bad. Yeah, I don't know. I
It's
don't.
amazing.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways. Right, we're not meeting this week, but next week, I need to see what we've got going on. Oh, before we start on this, I did get an update from the election committee folks that we have six candidates, so like the minimum. So, yay, that's at least the minimum. I don't know whether or not we'll get any more. This was as of Friday. And I'm not sure if I should say if we say, I mean, I know where they are, he told me. Joe told me. So Charlotte and Jennifer, are gonna run again, which is fabulous. And then Thomas Trutt from Cornell, Todd, yay. And Autumn Faulkner from Michigan, right? She's from Michigan
Yep.
State.
Michigan State.
No, I'm forgetting who the. Oh, and Yana. Oh,
Yana.
wow.
So
Did Lucy
fantastic.
end up submitting her nomination?
Who?
Lucy from Galileo. Oh, yeah, no, because I taught. So I wrote to her. And I said, are you gonna, I think, I was like, you're gonna run, right? She's like, I can't because we're not members. I was like, well, but there's this, if you're basically sure you're gonna be a member next year, you can still run. She's like, I'm not sure we're gonna be a member next year because I don't know whether or not there's gonna be money.
Oh, okay.
So that sucked big time.
Can
She wanted
possibly
to. She was super disappointed. She really did want to.
plot to have her the following year.
So I don't know, are there any other last minute Hail Marys that we can wish for, or are we just happy we got at least what looks like a really good group who will all get elected?
I'm pretty positive I pressed today someone as nominee for the community council. So I hope it works out. I think there are even more missing places or missing candidates and open places.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Then maybe we should just be grateful that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the technical council is definitely shy on candidates.
I mean, we are sparing us a lot of election work if we just have the seats to fill, which
Well, I
is
do know
good.
for the
Is
TC, I think
anybody from
Shelley.
EBSCO running? Because isn't Brooks coming off?
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good point. No. We should ask him.
Yeah.
Just send him a quick note. I mean, I guess there's a chance, in the last few days that somebody could throw their hat in. I wish they would. Okay. All right, so that's that. Right, let me go back and look at the I don't, so I had tentatively on the calendar for next week that we would go back to the Okapi Ramsden's community-driven development discussion, but I don't know for folks who attended that meeting, is there anything to talk about yet, or is it still too soon?
It might be too soon. I mean, I know they just started meeting, so they've maybe had one meeting at least. I don't, maybe it's worth reaching out to Jeremy to check to see if they can present anything, but yeah.
Sorry, I was distracted. Is it about the community-driven development?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we had one meeting last Wednesday, tomorrow the next meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, last week we talked about what we want to talk about in this group. So the goals and the scope. Yeah.
Yeah, so the question is whether or not
And
there'd be anything for the PC to talk about next week.
well, I think next week we could do an update. I will not be there next week, but maybe Jeremy is,
Yeah,
or
I'll
someone
ask
else
him.
from the group.
Not, we can just talk about something else. Caitlin and I talked about trying to plan for basically working on the community on the dash, I'm sorry, on the priorities dashboard through June, and then coming back to it in July, beginning of July. So that's not going to happen until then. We have other things on the horizon. I realize this is a weird time with elections coming and everything.
Do we need to prepare for WolfCon? I know that, I mean, it's in September, but I'm not sure if we should just maybe start thinking about it, because before you know it, it's going to be like August.
It's true. It's true. I mean, we can go back to, so did have the submission, have folks who submitted to present, gotten their acceptance or whatever?
No, they haven't. I mean, I guess maybe we should provide an update at the next PC meeting for that. We're trying to, so there are some folks who they only wanted to present virtually. So it was very little. So it was like five. So for the moment, we're putting those on hold, and we want to try to accommodate them with kind of like a virtual kind of WolfCon maybe week or something like that. So we're thinking about that. Basically, everyone else we're taking as is. We just haven't announced it yet. So, yeah, Jesse and I are working on the schedule, trying to fit everyone in. Yeah, Kristen.
Yeah, I was just gonna say we got word to cut 10% of our non-salary budget for our department. I don't have a lot of places to cut besides
Yeah.
travel. I mean, what I'm gonna do, but like, we don't need OCLC anymore. No. So, I don't know how this is going to impact things exactly, but I mean, when I submitted the budget originally, I was not trying to be careful. I mean, I was trying to be like responsible with the budget, but I was not trying to limit it. But at this point, I'm gonna have to take some money out of it. So I don't know if other people are going to be in the same boat. And so, it could be that I don't go to WolfCon, for example, and I might switch to going virtual again.
Yeah, and that's a reality for a lot of people, and we've heard, a lot of just, similar stories, people in the same boat. So, I mean, as long as there's someone there and the other presenters are hybrid, that's fine. We just, because we're using Zoom, but nothing really else, having a virtual only session can't, I mean, it's difficult. We're not really set up for that. We are looking at things like feed loop and stuff like that so that we can in the future accommodate both like only virtual and then, in solely in person and then hybrid. But yeah, so we're trying to reduce the number of rooms as well, because we don't think there's definitely gonna be less people coming. Yeah. I mean, still with that, we got 96 submissions, about. So, I mean, that's quite a bit. Yeah, I mean, like four pre-conference workshops thereabouts, and yeah. So.
Fingers crossed. I mean, I know for us, budget-wise, we're not going to know until July, probably,
Yeah.
what our situation is. And I'm in a similar boat to Kristen, where I mean, I may have to, there may be salary cuts as well, but like travel is one of the few things that, is non-salary in my budget. So a lot of it might have to go, which would suck. Okay. My other question, okay, so we can talk some about WolfCon. I'll check with Jeremy about the community-driven support and development and all of that, see if there's anything to talk about there. My other question is, for when we have the SIG conveners come at the end of the month, do we have any ideas for topics for them?
Have we finished discussing the prioritization project with them? I mean, do we need to get an update
Present
on,
that, yeah.
yeah, and maybe we can explain how what they're doing kind of wraps into like the our community driven ones. It might be good as well. Because I know we talked about, where the SIGs would have the expertise to know, like, the impact and all this kind of like what we expect them maybe to have on tickets, like, to make sure who this is. I mean, it's there anyway, but for us, like, if it impacts everyone, to say it impacts everyone, if there's a workaround, there's a workaround. And I think most groups do this anyway, but just in case, we might want to repeat it.
Great idea. I think it'll be good for them to see sort of their action. What they're doing. Kristen?
Yeah, so I had this idea, and I think a few years ago, Kirsten created that sort of like what is folio document. I think we should not bring that document forward, but we should present something as a new document that's like that document, as sort of like where, as we're trying to apply criteria for how to prioritize these things, we need to have some sense of what we think folio should be doing. We just don't have that. Besides, we know it if we see it, and we work in a library and we know what libraries do. You know what I mean? I think the document got too. I think it got caught up in some discussions around how folio was organized technically that we could take out, and we could really keep it focused on sort of functionality. But I think, when I was thinking about the criteria that Caitlin was proposing, I'm like, and I wish I had had a little bit more time to look at this. But I did not. But when she was talking about that criteria and trying to think about how it fits in with like marketplace and vision alignment, like we sort of need something that gets a little bit more specific than like Folio is a wonderful open source product that libraries use.
Right.
I mean, of course it is, right? But I would like to maybe it. And if it's okay with you, Kirsten, like unattribute that document from its original origins, but like introduce something and see where it goes again.
I'm admiring your stamina. I wish you the best. Try again. And you're still very right, Kristen.
But we need a both a I don't know. I mean, I know a vision is not supposed to be practical, but we need some sort of a scope, I guess, maybe that we could say, like, hey, these things fit and they address a gap that we think that library system should have, you know?
And I think to add to this, it is definitely necessary to jump over this big gap that we never were successful in describing the central functionality. Because when we have app formalization and we have the breakout of applications, if we don't know what the product is, how will we manage to decide what the open source version of the product is in future? That is really critical. Building Eureka at the moment and discussing with my technical colleagues, it's becoming so clear what has not been discussed and what is not clear. So if we really need to agree upon what is a community-driven version on Folio, software-wise and functionality-wise, because otherwise, what is bundled in? What is delivered open source? What is extra? Do we have a marketplace? Has everybody seen that EBSCO published an app in the Google App Store, or and I suppose in the Apple App Store as well for offline circulation? So are we going now to the Android App Store? Just to let you know. So yeah, this is not clarified, and we are always. It's always the old struggle. So I'm encouraging you to do so. I'm helping if I can, but yeah. We need to describe a product which can be enhanced, which can be changed, but we need to describe a product we all have in mind when we talk about a folio.
But also, as Kristen said, like try not to get too far into the weeds,
Yeah,
right?
it needs to be, it simply needs to be something you're considering things and criterias when you buy a washing machine, and you do it when you buy a library management system. And I think that level is okay.
No, I like the washing machine analogy. Like you want it to be able to do certain things, but you don't necessarily care how it does them.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. So our SIG update meeting, we put it on the 26th.
Yes.
So how about by the end of next week, I will share this document with the PC. I'm going to be out like the following week. So you all can eviscerate it, and I'm not going to pay any attention.
Sounds good.
But maybe we can start there. I mean, the document started with a like a definition for martial breeding. I just feel like we need a little more grounding in reality to help think about it. And we're just, I know there's been a lot of resistance from certain people to doing that, but how can we, the same certain people also say, like, how do you know if folio is competitive? Can the product council like do a market analysis? Well, we have to have something to compare to make those decisions. If there's a different way to do this, I'm totally open to that too. But I do want to think about if we want to really say, like, we're going to do a marketplace analysis of where folio lands versus other products like, Alma probably is the main one that I would think of. We sort of need to say, like, what are things that Alma's doing that we're not doing, and why is that important? Is that something that we think an LSP should be doing? Like, there might be things Alma is doing, and we're like, well, you know what? That doesn't matter to us. Like, that's Alma does that. Like, Alma will figure out how to integrate your analytics with Clarivate so they can sell your users' private data or whatever. Like, we're not going to do that. It's not important.
That sounds good. I think we decided that we're going to cancel for on June 19th, right?
Yeah.
I got five thumbs down. All right, so I'm going to officially cancel for the 19th. Is that the week? No. The fall. Okay. Well, here's another question. So the following week. So I'm on vacation, the 20th through the 25th. So the 24th is a Tuesday. So, but it sounds like we're getting our ducks in a row already for the 26th. So I think it'll be fine unless anybody else wants to organize it. We'll probably cancel planning on Tuesday the 24th. I'll put all of this in Slack. But since I'm gonna be on
Well, why
vacation.
don't you see what Caitlin's up to too? Because
True, that's true. I'll
not
ask her.
here.
I don't know. I mean,
Busy.
they were supposed to go live. They're going live like this week, right? I'm not asking her for anything this week. But yeah, I can check with her for the. That sounds good. All right. Anything else for today?
So just for clarification, if we don't have a meeting on the 19th, we don't have a PC planning on the 17th.
No, we. Oh, well, that's a good question too. Thank you. We could have a PC planning on the 17th. I was talking about the 24th. I'm not going to be here, but we could not.
But Juneteenth is the 19th.
Yes.
So there's no PC.
Right.
Okay.
But we could theoretically still have a planning on the.
Would
Okay.
you use the 17th to confirm the plans for the 20th?
26th.
Yeah, I won't be here, but I'll get what I want. I'll get something out to people by that, like I said, by the end of next week.
Okay. I'm gonna put once I talk to Caitlin about the 24th, I'll put everything. Okay, so that week folks are gonna the German folks are gonna be the 24th and 27th. Okay. Oh, so is that a terrible week to do SIG conveners?
I mean, the German SIG conveners won't be out, I think, because it's really
That's
our
it.
National Librarians Conference.
How did we miss
Sorry,
that?
I did not think about it
What is
earlier.
it?
Sorry, I didn't bring together the two dates. But Martin is
Okay.
here.
Maybe we should.
We need to push it back further. Do we need to do it? I mean, I don't think we should do it July 3rd, but we could do it July 10th.
I think we might need to. Oh, I'm no. Well, I'm out. I'm out.
Or lunch could represent all of Germany.
Yeah, I'm out the 7th through the. I'm out for like 2 weeks in July. Let me talk to Caitlin.
Okay.
When do you plan to do some? We are the new PC meeting. So when do we think
we're gonna? We're gonna have the new.
I just want to say I'm enjoying my last meetings here. So. And thinking when will it end officially? I'm not even sure. June 30th.
Well, usually we have a couple, like we just sort of have a little bit of a carryover into July, maybe one or two meetings as we sort of welcome the new people and say goodbye to the old people. So I could see
could have July 10th be the last meeting.
I'm sorry?
You could have July 10th be the last meeting or something like that.
We could. I mean, honestly, at the 10th, I'm just going to be at my brother and sister-in-law's house. I could just.
I don't know. I mean, I hate to. It's like.
I know. But it's like, the problem is that, I mean, we've been trying to make other plans. I forgot what it was. Oh, this was my book club. But we're trying to make any plans in the end of June into July has become pretty much impossible, trying to get everybody in the same place. Because people have travel and other obligations.
I think last year the onboarding or welcoming meeting was on 18th, July 18th. So the 17th would be okay as well.
And I could send this out on the list. Are people here who are, I mean, I assume this wouldn't count for our German colleagues, but are other people going to ALA? No.
Right. So that's that same week, right? June, the last week in June.
It is, but it's really doesn't impact PC timing too much.
It's over the weekend usually, right? It's like,
yeah,
a,
it's like Friday through
Friday
Monday.
Friday to Tuesday or something. Monday or Tuesday. Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like we could push the SIG conveners out to the 10th, do the kind of welcome farewell on the 17th. I think that might be what we have to do. But let me talk to Caitlin about her availability.
Okay.
And see about that. Okay. Also, and I realize I'm saying that this is 3 minutes for the hour, 3 minutes to the hour. I've been co-chair for 3 years. I don't need to do it anymore. But I'm waiting for the new people to get elected so we can stop.
Yeah. So I have a question for you, Caitlin. I'm definitely not going to be co-chair because I won't be on the PC, but could you and we do have the topics calendar, and it would be great if you and Caitlin just put the days that you're out so we know. And we can put like German Library Day info on there maybe, because we did know June. What we need to do is we need to coordinate all US and German holidays.
We're working on not meeting, right?
Yeah, like they're not. Instead, they're staggered like week by week. So
first of all, we should be coordinating the German holidays because the GBV holidays are very different from the Bavarian ones.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
Bavarian ones, they have so much more holidays.
They have even more than we have, and we have a lot already.
It's a very sensible topic.
It is.
I'm just joking.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, okay. Is there, do you all have a website of like, or a list of the common, maybe just the common Hollands across Germany, as opposed to like if it's just the Bavarians, like okay, a few people, you know, like I don't know.
It's possible, I think.
Okay, all right. So if you could send, if you could put that in on Slack, we could do what Kristen asked, because that is that would, I think that would really help. This is, I feel really scattered. Okay, that sounds good. All right, thank you. I'll try to get basically June, end of June into July sorted with Caitlin. So at least we know what's going on basically now through the transition with the new people. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.